whickering. It's so long since I thought about it, I couldn't even think what we did say when the old horse whickered.
You wanted to call a cow to get him out of the pasture.
How would I do it? I say, woo, 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 and our cows always knew. I mean, they learn your voice, one particular person's voice, but that's the way you...
What about calling a calf?
That would use about the same thing, because that's about the only thing I know that your cows or your calves would ever get accustomed to is your voice and the sound of your voice and the fact that when they hear that, it's usually you always feed them. Don't ever call them up and not give them something.
You'd have the same call for calves?
I would. I mean, I'd...
What would you say to a cow to get her to stand still so you could milk her?
Saw.
And to get
saw blindy.
To move her leg back.
I'd touch her leg and push her just a little bit to make her step.
And
you know the next thing that happens, don't you? Then she rears back and kicks you. I used to milk cows, like to.
Y'all don't have a cow anymore?
Not anymore. It's not really not worthwhile with just Mom and me at home. I like to milk the cow, though. I always like to, especially if it's a good one, you know, where you can sit down and milk with two hands.
Uh-huh.
It's most rewarding. Okay.
How would you call a horse to get him in out of the
pasture? Well, now, we always whistle ours in, like that.
And to get him to turn left or right?
G is right, haw is left.
And to get him started? And to stop him?
Whoa.
And to back him up?
Back, boy, and pull on the reins.
And when you're driving, is reins what you have when you're riding on him or when you're driving him?
Reins is what you hold to guide them with, whether you were riding or the wagon or what have you.
And your feet are in the...
stirrups if you're in the saddle.
And before you can hitch a horse to a buggy or wagon, what do you have to do to him?
You have to put on his gear, his collar and his hames that mm-hmm. has the chains and all on it.
Or another name for the gear.
Harness.
And how would you call sheep?
Now that I have no idea, because I've never been around sheep. I don't know how they handle them. I have no idea.
What about hogs?
Let's see. I never have been around pigs to hogs too much either. I don't remember exactly what they did, how they did call the thing. Suey meant get away. But I can't, I don't remember calling any pigs. We never did have any pigs to mount anything at our house, and I never did tend to any in the years that we had them. It was before I was big enough to do very much. My grandfather was always there, and I got interested in the cows, but really, I don't even know what you, I forgot now what you would say to the pig to make you come. Suey means get away from here.
What about chickens?
Yeah. Chick, 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 like that. And that they've learned to distinguish your voice and the fact that you most likely got feed or something like that for them. They can also sense when you're trying to catch them and go the other way.
What different things do people grow in a garden?
Here we always have beans and peas and corn and okra, squash, tomatoes, pepper, potatoes, turnips, collards, cabbage, onions.
What do you call the onions that you pull up and eat before they're very big?
I don't like onions and I never do plant any in our garden, but Mom was talking about the little onions. What did she call them the other day?
Do you see them in the store sometimes?
Mm-hmm, and little bitty bundles. Little fresh onions. Some people like them chopped up in scrambled eggs.